Up next on American Restoration.
Oh man, let me see this thing.
I came down to try to get my little Michelin Man compressor restored.
I need to research it and find out if this is worth thousands or tens of thousands.
Okay.
What you guys here to look at?
Like a candy machine?
This is an old candy machine.
Something a little bit bigger.
This piece right here?
I don't think so. My business relies on being able to make the sale.
What do you got going on?
Well, here's the deal. I'm gonna ask Kelly to marry me.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Hi. How are you two doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm Rick.
Hi, I'm Cindy. Nice to meet you.
Cindy, good to meet you.
Hey, Rick, nice to meet you.
Earlier, I got a call from a couple that want to go through the boneyard and maybe pick out something they want to get restored. This place has stuff that spans over 70 years, so hopefully they're going to find something that they really like.
What you guys here to look at? We got a room outside of our theater room. We're looking for something that looks real cool, like a candy machine or a vending machine.
Well, let's take a tour.
Cool.
Okay, I'll show you around.
We're coming to Rick's Restoration today because we're looking for something that he can restore for us.
There's a lot of stuff in here.
Cool.
Okay.
Something to put outside our theater room. So, you know, while we're watching movies, we can have something to entertain with.
This is a candy machine. You would use to put, you know, gumballs up here, peanuts in one.
I think we're looking for something a little more unique.
Okay.
Something a little bit bigger, I think.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something more substantial.
Yes.
Okay. This piece right here?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
This is probably a late 40s, early 50s candy vending machine that used to be in theaters and also be in front of stores. And what it did was you put different selections along across here. But the coolest thing of this machine is that it also had an area where it took gum. And each time you turned it, you got to see a different display. They're very rare.
That's cool. What would something like this run?
These things with this selection on here, because it's so rare, is $7,500.
Okay, and that would be fully working?
Yeah, it's fully working. And restoring the whole insides and making it all brand new again?
That's
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah,
that's a definite
possibility. Maybe.
All right. Well, let's look around. There's some more stuff, I'm sure.
When I show people around the boneyard, I really got to turn into a salesman. I know how incredible these things look when they're fully restored, but sometimes it's hard for the customer to actually visualize that.
What about this?
Wow, yeah,
that
I like that one.
Cute.
This machine is probably late 50s, early 60s.
Nice. And is it a popper or?
It doesn't actually pop popcorn.
Okay.
It just warms the popcorn.
You just put like a regular popcorn cup, I guess, in there.
You want to know the coolest thing of this?
Yeah.
It drops cups.
No way.
When you put the dime in, it lets one cup through, lands down there, the door stays shut,
okay.
It fills the thing full of popcorn, and then when it's done, then you'd lift it up and you'd pull the cup out.
That's okay. Really cool.
This would be awesome for a party or something.
That would be really cool.
It's a cool piece. It's a part of the past that, you know, a lot of little kids or anything even remember.
That's yeah. Awesome.
So first what we'll do is we'll tear it apart, we'll sandblast, remove all the paint. That base is a little rusted, so we'll redo all the metal and make it
awesome.
Perfect. And then we get done with that. Then the last things we'll do is we'll polish these two pieces here, put some nice paint on it.
The color scheme that we like to match is mostly red, some black. But besides that, it's really up to you. And what would you be asking for that?
I'd sell for $6,000.
$6,000. We have been looking for a while.
And it is something unique.
It really is. I think this is the piece we're looking for.
Yeah, this is gonna be cool. You're gonna love this done.
Yeah,
I mean, seeing it now and seeing it done is gonna be a huge
be
difference.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
Okay, so what I wanna do is I wanna tear it apart, okay? We just sold a vintage popcorn warmer that we're now restoring for a customer. Unfortunately, we don't have a key. We can't pick it.
Drill it out.
I always try to teach Bradley some new tricks. And right now, we need to drill out these locks because they're beyond saving.
Inside, there's little brass fingers.
So what you do is you take the drill bit and you drill out the top, you drill out the bottom, you open it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Look, it's still got cups in it.
That's cool.
So let's take the top off. Good.
Works.
All right.
There we go.
Okay.
Looks good.
Sweet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm John. How you doing?
John, good to meet you.
Good
to meet
you.
What's going on?
I've got this old Michelin man I want you to take a look at.
Sounds cool. Let's see.
I have no idea how old
it is. Oh, man! Let me see this thing.
I came down to Rick's Restoration today to try to get my little Michelin man compressor restored. I've never seen one before. I saw it. I decided I had to have it. I used to be in the tire business and thought it was really a cool thing to have.
I mean, this thing is awesome.
How old do you think it is?
By the looks of it, maybe 40s.
Look at that thing. I don't even know what it is.
Well, here's the deal. Michelin Brothers own this tire company. Now, keep in mind that this company started in like 1898. I mean, this is a early tire company. And the mascot was designed around tires, and he was drinking. Their thinking was is that it drinks the hazards away. This piece here is something that would have been at a gas station, and all it is to do is pump up your tire. It's just a compressor. The Michelin brand is a French company that's been around since the 1800s. This compressor is a huge part of their merchandising, and it is extremely rare.
So have you seen one of these things before? Have you ever worked on one?
Never in my life. You know, you can see it's made in France. It's got, you know, it's got totally tagged out. Everything's written in French. You got aluminum in here. We got steel on the front end. I mean, wow.
That's cool.
So tell me, what would you have to do to this to restore? Where would you find the parts for this thing?
Well, that's part of the battle. I mean, first thing I need to do is research it and find out if we can get parts or even find out what they look like. If we can find out what they look like, then I can replicate them. But also, when I do the research, it's going to enable me to figure out if this is worth thousands or tens of thousands.
Okay.
And then, you know, a couple hours tearing it apart, we'd have to, you know, sandblast it or glass beat it probably. We've got a couple hours doing that. So, John, I'm looking at about $1,500. It's rough. I mean, it's a lot more work than you think in this thing.
Rick,
a lot of research.
My truck isn't worth $1,500.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, this is worth a lot of money. What are you thinking? You want to get it done?
Yeah, get it done. Let's do it.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go in the office.
I only paid $40 for it, and he popped me with $1,500. But hopefully it's worth it when it's all done.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Earlier, a guy brought in a really rare Michelin Man compressor that he wants to get restored. So I got Cowboy and Dave tearing it apart.
We heat that one up a little more.
And there's brass on brass fittings. They don't like to come apart.
Oh, there you
go. Whoa, Elliot!
Well, to tear this air compressor apart, basically what we have to do is clean up this motor, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think we got it.
There we go.
Yeah!
Sweet! Everything right now is really going well. We're into the new shop, business is booming, and I owe it all to Kelly. We've been together for years, and I think right now is the time to make her mine and pop the question. But I had to let Tyler and Brettley know about it. I'm gonna ask Kelly to marry me. Are you all right with it?
Whatever makes you happy, yeah.
I'm planning on asking your mom to marry me.
That's cool, I mean, you guys keep each other level.
So all that's left to figure out now is how to actually pop the question.
Well, what do you think?
Yeehaw, we're gonna have some fun in this.
Yeehaw.
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 A couple came in and purchased a popcorn warming machine from the Boneyard. They want it fully restored, so we gotta see what shape each part of the mechanism is in.
So this is the cup unit. When it's turning, it's telling it to send out one cup at a time. And this piece is where a coin would go through.
The mech has to take a coin, drop a cup, and heat the popcorn. So I got Fonzie, one of my top mechanics, helping me out.
Okay, we wanna see if it works first. So let's plug it in.
Okay.
Now, go ahead and pretend like you're sending nickels through it.
One, two.
Okay, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. So our motor's not spinning. Well, so much for being easy.
This thing has no sign of life. It didn't even twitch. So we're gonna have to take the motor apart and figure out what's wrong with it.
Okay, so just go ahead and get that apart and then maybe we'll be able to tell.
Awesome, it got here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What got here? What the hell is this? Well, it looks like something to make pizza or something.
It's a lathe. Since the new shop is so much bigger than the old one, it allows us to store more equipment and farm out fewer jobs. The need for a round lid on the Michelin Man air compressor inspired me to buy an old lathe so that we can machine metal pieces.
I still can't tell what this machine does.
See this piece right here? That's a tool, okay?
It's a cutter.
So this is like a blade almost.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cutting tool. You know, you could take a piece of metal and it goes in here.
And the machine rotates your metal really fast, like a piece of wood on a wood lathe.
By operating this and this at the same time when it goes in, it just literally grinds in the metal. You can take and make the metal round.
Possibilities are endless. It's what your imagination
is. It's totally endless. And anything metal, you just make it. You make it out of steel. Boom, you can bring it out, you got yourself a handle. You bring it out, you got yourself a cap.
Dave will oil and clean it all up.
Scrub and oil it down.
Scrub and oil it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
All right.
Ted is tracing all the artwork on the popcorn dispenser. He'll use those drawings to create perfect reproductions of the original graphics that we can apply after we get done painting. Once the tracing is complete, we can sandblast all the crud off the body panels so that we can prep them for bodywork. While the other guys are tackling the popcorn dispenser, I'm bringing the Michelin Man back to life with a fresh coat of white paint. I'm also using a nice glossy black paint on the compressor unit for contrast. Once this thing gets put back together, it's gonna look sharp. On top of all my projects going on, I've been trying to sneak away and plan my proposal to Kelly. One idea I have is to make a sign to help do the talking, just in case I can't get the words out. So I've been making a sign out of foam core board. Hopefully when she sees it, she's gonna be blown away. Now that the guy's got this old lathe cleaned up, we can machine the lid for the Michelin Man compressor. Without the lathe, you could not take a raw piece of steel and make it into a lid. While that's happening, Ted's gonna finish up on the details on the Michelin Man to really make it pop.
All right, cowboy. I got the motor in, bushings are in, pistons on. Cowboy and I are doing the final assembly on the Michelin Man air compressor. Rick's got a customer coming in soon, so we really have to hurry.
Looks like he's getting ready to smoke a cigar or something.
What do you think, Kyle? It looks pretty damn good.
I hope it does.
All right, I'm ready for a beer.
It's not even lunchtime yet. What are you talking about?
Lunch beer.
No.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm John.
Cowboy.
I'm looking for Rick. I'm here to pick up my Michelin Man.
That little guy?
The little guy.
All right, let me go get him. Richard!
I came down to Rick's restoration today to pick up my 1940s air compressor.
Hey, John.
How you doing, Rick?
Good to see you, bud. How's it going?
It's going good, man. You done with it?
Yeah, we got done. Just got done with it, actually.
It'll air up a tire?
I hope so. Those are big tires. You want to see it?
Let's check it out.
Come here. It's over here.
When I dropped it off, that thing was garbage. I almost threw it away, it was so bad. I hope he got it to work. I don't know if he did or he didn't. We'll see.
All right, so you ready to see this? You remember
Come
how
on,
nasty
see this
it was?
Thing.
I really want you to envision right now how bad this thing was. No working, rusted out, nasty thing.
Come on, come on.
Why don't you get excited?
It.
Come on,
I wanna
buddy.
See it.
All right, okay.
I got a flat tire.
Okay.
You ready? It was pretty bad.
You got your vision?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Check that out.
Holy
is that bad?
Man, that thing looks brand new.
Looks awesome, huh?
When Rick pulled the sheet off that thing, I was blown away. I could not believe how good it looked. I didn't even think that was mine. It looked like a whole new machine. It was just amazing. The thing's incredible. That is
Remember as everything
so
was missing?
Cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of work in this thing.
Wow.
Isn't it cool?
It didn't look anything like this.
Let me tell you what I did. We tore it apart, and we first got the motor out and figured out that the whole motor had to be reworked again. And then it had a lot of pieces missing, so we fabricated a cap to sit inside there and then hold the gauge. Looks really cool.
That is so neat.
And we went and did all the body work on the man, and then Ted went and did all the art, you know, did his banner on there.
That's amazing.
Had to replumb it. We took all the plumbing, made it exactly the way it was, His little cigar here coming out of his mouth, that's the air comes through.
That is so cool. Man, and it works?
We're gonna find out.
Let's hear it. All right.
John, I got an old inner tube that we can test. All right, I'm gonna plug it in.
Drum roll.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you better stand back. The force of this pressure could kill you. You ready?
Let's hear it. That sounds gnarly. And it's fast.
Got some good pressure.
Right on. That's cool.
It pumps really good.
I was amazed when he plugged that thing in, how mean and gnarly it sounds.
You got 20 pounds in it. That's a lot for a tube.
That's pretty cool, though. Aired it up pretty quick. That thing will air up a tire. Look how small it is. It's so cool. It sounds cool.
All right, so what do you think?
Rick, that was awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That was awesome.
I think it's the coolest piece of advertising I've ever seen. And I looked around trying to buy one of these, and these things sell for about $1,500, not restored. I mean, now fully restored like this, with the right collector, you could probably sell this for $4,500.
Do you take checks?
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. I was pretty impressed. I think it's just such a cool piece.
All right.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Cool.
I have a bunch of cars that I take to car shows. I'm going to set it out there. I'm going to air up some tires. I'm going to have fun with that thing. I'm going to show it off.
The popcorn machine is in its final stages. We're painting it red and black to match the customer's home theater and recreating all the original graphics.
Boom. There it is.
The pieces to the popcorn warmer are done, so Cowboy and I are going to put it back together. Rick has a customer coming in any minute, so we have to make sure this thing is perfect.
There it be.
Hey.
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
how
you guys?
Doing, man? Today we're here at Rick's to pick up our vintage 1960s popcorn warmer. So?
Super excited to see our popcorn warmer.
I can't wait to show it to you.
When we picked the popcorn warmer out, it was really in pretty bad shape. It was this brown color. There was a lot of rust on it. We have some concerns, but we've seen Rick's work before, and I'm pretty sure he's going to make it look awesome.
All right, so you guys ready to see it?
We're so ready to see it.
Oh, here we go.
Rick, let's
all
go.
Right. Here comes the matinee price ticket.
All right.
There we go. It's right
oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Oh, all that.
Rick, that's awesome.
Does that look cool?
Perfect.
When I walked up to that machine for the first time, I realized Rick put the pop back in popcorn.
Look good?
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the red. The red is perfect.
The colors, you know, we told them red and black, and Rick hit it right on.
So what do you think?
This is awesome.
That's awesome,
man. It's beautiful. I'm speechless.
Let me start at the top. This was very dented. Cowboy ended up pounding it all back out again and then getting that all polished out.
It really turned out good.
And then on the glass, we used like three different kinds of compounds.
Okay.
So we could polish it all out. And the inside underneath that popcorn is clean enough to eat off of. And if you remember, the front of it was real rusted down in here, remember?
Yeah.
So went, did all the body work, and then Ted went and did all this artwork.
It's perfect.
But no decals, so nothing will come off.
I love the colors you picked, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just the silver really pops.
Yeah. It looks very bold, don't it?
It does.
It's
really
cool.
It's really nice. Really cool. It's going to look great in the theater room.
Yeah.
The big question is, Rick.
What's that?
Does it work?
Does it work?
We got to see it, man.
That's always a big question for me, believe me. All right, well, we're going to give it a shot right now.
Okay.
So keep your fingers crossed.
All right.
All right.
Oh, that is perfect. I love it.
Cool, man.
I love it. Perfect. Would you like some
awesome.
Popcorn?
Nice warm
popcorn.
Oh, it's even warm. Nice.
Yes, warm.
Rick took this iconic popcorn warmer and brought it back to life so that it can be used again, and that's a wonderful thing.
Fresh and hot.
It is fresh and hot.
It's over 60 years old, and I think we got another 60 years out of it. It's something we're going to pass down to our kids. It's just a great piece.
We're going to have a group of friends over and sit and watch some shows.
All your friends are going to like it.
Until the popcorn's gone.
Yeah. Your friends. We got two more in the back, okay?
Definitely.
It's really rewarding when a customer picks a piece out of the boneyard and has me restore it. I mean, that's what it's all about, taking an old item and giving it a second life.
Well, thank you,
awesome.
Rick.
Oh, sure, sure. Here's your keys, your brand new popcorn machine.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's time to propose to Kelly. I made a sign to try to get the words out correctly. I sent Tyler in to go get her. I'm gonna pop the question to her. I hope she says yes.
Hey, Kel.
Get him crated up.
Yeah. Hey.
My dad's outside and he's been working on the shop sign. Why don't you come take a look?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's go.
Can we go? Think she owed me a soda.
I got her. They're here.
What's
hey,
man.
I put up this new sign I wanted to show you.
Okay.
All right, you guys want to give me a hand?
Yeah. You got me, brother?
I'm right here.
Don't let me fall.
You got a new sign without me?
Yeah, we made a sign.
Have you guys seen this?
No. Nope.
I haven't seen it.
Well, now I'm dying. I need to see this.
I gotta admit, I'm a little nervous. I mean, here I am about to pop the question, and I don't really know what I'm gonna do if she doesn't say yes.
You ready?
You ready?
One, two, three.
Kelly, first day I met you, I knew that you were the one. And we've been through thick and thin in family and business, and you've held it all together. And Kelly, I wanna know if you'll take my hand and will you marry me?
Yes.
Whoop, whoop. Are they puking up there?